I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Well, Monday marks the big day for the groundhog, and in West Virginia, the place that is most celebrated is at the West Virginia Wildlife Center at French Creek. I'll tell you more about that coming up. West Virginia's official weather prognosticating varmint is affectionately known as French Creek Freddy. Freddy emerges from his den at the Upshur County facility on February 2nd to great fanfare.
Freddy does make his appearance around 10 o'clock, and then after that there'll be chocolate and hot chocolate and cookies in the gift shop. And according to the forecast for Monday, those will probably be the highlight of the event because it's only supposed to be in the 20s.
That's DNR biologist Rob Sylvester, who helps run the Wildlife Center. Part of the celebration is to educate folks and hand them some knowledge about the groundhog, particularly where the tradition of using a groundhog to predict future weather patterns originated.
It came over from Europe by the Germans, they used to celebrate Candlemas Day, where clergy would bless candles on February the 2nd. And they had the old saying that if the snow would swirl, if the sun would shine on Candlemas Day, the snow would swirl until May. And we kind of talk a little bit about that. When they came to this country, they brought that tradition with them. So it's kind of an educational thing as well as a fun day.
And guests also get to leave with a little better understanding of the biology of the groundhog itself.
They are true hibernators, and they do come out of the den around this time. They usually come out about the second, the third week in February. Then they quickly mate, and they have their offspring about 30 days later in about April and May. And they usually have anywhere from 3 to 4 in their litter, and they have one litter per year. But they are true hibernators.
However, the groundhogs kept at French Creek aren't emerging from hibernation at all.
There's something about their body mechanism. If they're well fed and they're well taken care of, they don't really go into hibernation. Hibernation is a mechanism to help them store energy, and so that when they're in this time of the year, they don't have any food to eat. So if they have plenty of food, they don't really go into hibernation. So we make sure we have one or two that we feed up so he won't go into hibernation.
Now, he expects the crowd for this Monday's event won't be as large as in recent years because it is on a Monday, but all are still welcome. It gets started at 10 a.m. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.